I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the show. I'm Julia Hartley-Brewer and you are with Talk TV. Still with me, of course, in the studio is Tom Slater, editor of Spiked Online. Good morning to you. Get your thoughts on what we've been talking about all morning. It's all over a lot of the front pages as well. We're asking about J.K. Rowling, who's challenged Scottish police to arrest her over a new hate crime law that criminalises, among other things, calling a trans woman a man. Do you support her? Tell us why you do. Tell us why you don't. I'd love to hear you if you don't. Give us a call on 0344 499 1000. Text on 87222 or get in touch on X at Talk TV. Calls are charged at the national rate. Text costs one standard network rate message. But of course, our listeners and our viewers, far too sensible to disagree. J.K. Rowling being a hero to many of us. And I imagine she is also to our next guest, because joining me right now to talk about this in more detail is Labour MP Rosie Duffield, a woman who knows firsthand about the aggression of some trans activists. Good afternoon to you, Rosie.
Hi, Julia.
Thanks so much. Now, you've faced issues within your own party, indeed, even being, you know, tried to get you to, well, basically, you know, you're a woman, shut your mouth, stop saying things which some people don't like, even if they are factually true. First of all, just what do you make of the new hate crime law in Scotland? It came into force yesterday, and it was supported, it's not just the SNP, it was supported by Labour, supported by the Greens and the Lib Dems, indeed, even a couple of Tories as well. And in terms of the impact it's going to have on freedom of speech?
I think it's a really muddled law. I think people are really confused about whether or not they're going to be committing a hate crime. I think in particular, like you've mentioned and your T-shirt alludes to, this is about women not knowing if they are going to be even involved in this or accused of all kinds of things like misgendering. And obviously we need hate crime laws about, you know, things like Islamophobia, racism, all the awful things that people can get away with. But mostly they're legislated with, this just adds strength to kind of prosecuting those people. But if you're a woman who uses their instincts to ask a man to leave a women's bathroom, for example, are you then going to be accused of misgendering or a hate crime? Where does it stop? It's really unclear.
That is the worry, isn't it? And by the way, for those who have just tuned in or you're listening, as most of our audience is, my T-shirt is just a statement of fact. Woman, women is the plural. It's a noun and it says adult human female. I mean, that would mean I would know what a woman is. That is what we've always used the word woman to use. To mean until very recently, where for some reason the elites decided that actually a woman was anyone who said they were a woman, not an adult human female. Indeed, people have actually faced a question by the police even for this statement: a woman is an adult human female, therefore a trans woman is a man and not a woman. But this is it. None of us is in favour of hate speech. I don't want people walking around going up to someone who is gay being homophobic, or a woman being misogynistic, or a black or an Asian person and being racist, or a trans person and just going out of their way to be insulting and abusive. Yeah. But it's where we draw the line on these things, isn't it? It's where the statements of fact, like a trans woman is a man, are deemed hateful because some people find it offensive. But also even just the idea that, well, I think human beings, they love, but they also hate. And it's where you cross the line into being abusive, or where you cross the line into being threatening or inciting violence against someone. But should we have our speech controlled to that extent?
I don't think so. And as I understand it, the police got 2 hours training on how to sort of implement this law and how to analyse whether people are breaking it or not. And it took 3 years to come to pass. So it's just been done in a really bizarre kind of Mickey Mouse way. And the fact that women are not included in the list of protected characteristics who could be on the receiving end of a hate crime makes it even more confusing. And the Scottish government said, yes, but we're doing that separately. But when? It took 3 years to get this sort of confusing law through. So when is that going to be made a law? Yeah. Nobody really understands it, I don't think.
Whereas we've always had protected characteristics since we brought in discrimination laws, you know, sex, i.e., you know, against women or men, or race or religion or disability, sexuality. And again, the vast majority of people in this country would stand by that. The key thing here is also it does affect people in England as well as people in Scotland, any constituent part of the UK. So anybody could say, I know, I saw this tweet or this interview or, I don't know, this woman's T-shirt on telly in Scotland, either online or TV or radio or in print, and I'm offended, or I think someone else might be offended. You don't even need to... And then the police could investigate. We've had confirmation, have we not, from a Scottish SNP minister that the sort of thing that, you know, J.K. Rowling in particular tweets could be deemed something that was worthy of a police investigation. Now, whether it ended in the foolishness of her being charged with a crime, whether it ended with her having a non-crime hate incident recorded against her, both of these would be risible. But let's just go through what she said, because J.K. Rowling tweeted yesterday, April the 1st, the day this law came in. Also, April Fool's Day, rather amusingly. Mm. And basically, she tweeted pictures of 10 high-profile trans people, including sex offenders, ridiculed their claims to be women, including double rapist Isla Bryson, who she referred to as a lovely Scottish lass. Now, she was just basically at the end of it, said, ha-ha, April Fool, of course these people aren't women, they are men. And then she basically used the hashtag arrestme and basically said, you know, I'm abroad at the moment, but when I return, I look forward, you know, to the Scottish police questioning me and arresting me. The reality is, this does happen to women and men who say this. Do you think it will happen in JK's case, or do you think that...
It's entirely possible. She's making a joke about it there, just to highlight the ridiculousness of this really confusing law, where nobody really knows when it's going to happen, if it's going to happen, whether the tweets that we like are deemed crimes. And there's this added sort of weirdness where you can report these crimes anonymously in a salmon farm or a sex shop or a mushroom farm or something like that. And yes, you should be able to report them anonymously, but how anonymous is it if you go to your local salmon farm and tell the people selling salmon that you've had it? I mean, it's all, it's come beyond satire, really.
I mean, again, you know, there are hubs where people can go, they really want to encourage it. But you also touched on people, you know, accidentally breaking the law, not meaning to cause offence, although some of us are quite happy to cause offence. I don't think you have a right not to be offended. But we have had, you know, the absurd situation where the Scottish police, you know, put out, you know, videos and advice saying, you know, you might accidentally, you might unknowingly be breaking the law, unwittingly. But, you know, but also, this affects people in their own homes. Your kids could knock on you and say, oh, you know, mum didn't let me stay out late on a Friday night, or I've got my pocket money docked. Oh, by the way, my mum also said this about, you know, trans person or a black person. That is, again, we are, when we say the phrase Orwellian, you know, it's overused, but that seriously is Orwellian.
I think this is what happens when you make legislation kind of on the hoof like this, just from social media. And I think we're seeing that happen quite a little bit at the moment. It happened in the English Parliament the other day when we were talking about conversion therapy.
Yeah.
It was obvious that so few people actually understood what was involved in the law and whether or not we should make it a law to outlaw something that was already illegal, and that it would be a catch-all law where speech and even the sort of desire to get therapy and talk about issues and, as you said, discuss it in families could then be deemed illegal. So this, it's kind of law by children almost. It's not thought through. It's not proper grown-up and serious legislation.
And yet,
I think that's the bigger point for me.
And yet Labour MSPs in Holyrood, they voted to support this along with Lib Dems and Greens, and indeed a couple of the Tories as well. We've had Keir Starmer sort of, representatives today, the ministers out on the round, sort of backtracking a bit on this and not supporting this. But we know this one of the threats from a Labour government is that there would be these extension of the hate crime laws. Is there a rift between the Scottish Labour Party and the Westminster Labour Party on this? Or does actually the Labour Party, and you've experienced this with your hounding that you've had, and you've not been protected by the Labour leadership, are they fully signed up to this?
I've no idea, Julia. I'm not party to these insider conversations. And to be frank, as a backbencher, I've no idea who decides these things. I just read them in the paper or hear a senior shadow minister announce that we're not, like last summer, that we're not going to introduce self-ID. And then I kind of read all the articles, and you know, they don't speak to me about it. But it does seem that whatever laws we decide or put in our manifesto, probably the Scottish Labour Party will follow on from that rather than the other way around. But yeah, you're right. I mean, what happens in Scotland probably will filter down to us if we're not watching very carefully.
No, indeed. But we are watching very carefully. JK Rowling, happy to go to prison on this issue. I know I am. I've said, my husband, we're going to be like, things you're willing to lose your job for, go to prison for, and, you know what? The ability, the right to speak facts, to state absolutely incontrovertible truths, it's not a protected belief that trans women are men. It is a simple matter of biological fact. It's not hateful. It's not. That's something I'd be delighted and thrilled to share a prison cell with J.K. Rowling and indeed your good
Me
self.
Me too.
Do you look? Yeah, you look forward to joining us. I think women's prisons are going to be quite a good fun place to be for a while.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it is very serious though, Julia. We make jokes about it, but we're speaking for women who risk losing their jobs, who can't afford to, and we've got a platform and we are very privileged compared to most people. But the amount of women that sidle up to me and tell me that they support me, but they're too scared to do so in public is just, you know, and as an MP, I'm connected with ordinary people every single day. We get several hundred emails a week. And I know that the majority of certainly this country support the fact that if you want to call out a man in a woman's space, you should be able to do so.
Absolutely. Well, all power to you. But thank you very much indeed, Labour MP Rosie Duffield. Just a quick word from Tom Slater, who's joining us here. I mean, this thing, and we discussed this a little bit earlier on the show, you know, J.K. Rowling, she's a multi-millionaire, very powerful, very, you know, celebrated figure. She's been something of a hero. When she does this, it goes to the front page of the papers and we discuss it on the TV and the radio. But actually, thousands upon thousands of men and women are finding themselves cancelled, censored, losing their jobs, being threatened with losing their jobs for saying exactly the same stuff. And indeed millions more feeling, I don't want to say anything because I can't afford to lose my job.
Absolutely. And it's those people who are hit the hardest by this, but those are the people, those are the cases of censorship and cancellation that you never hear about because they're not seen as newsworthy. So that's why it's absolutely right that, and absolutely laudatory that someone...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like J.K. Rowling is taking this stand when she really doesn't have to. It's because, in fact, it's not really about her. It's about the people much further down the pecking order, as it were, financially, who wouldn't be able to defend themselves against this. Might not even know the tripwires.
Although you can join the Free Speech Union. I'm a member of the Free Speech Union. I honestly, they've set up an office in Edinburgh to be able to handle what they believe will be a deluge of cases. It's going to be fascinating to watch, isn't it? Well, look, I've been asking you to get in touch all day. Tell me whether you think you agree, whether you agree with J.K. Rowling or you don't agree with her on her stance on this, and indeed my stance and that of Rosie Duffield and indeed Tom. Pretty much sane people thinking alike. Who knew? But not everyone does agree. Well, joining me right now is former SNP councillor Austin Sheridan. Good afternoon to you, Austin.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. J.K. Rowling says, you know, this is just freedom of speech and belief are at an end in Scotland if the accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal. She says, I'm currently out of the country, but if what I've written here qualifies as an offence under the terms of the new Act, I look forward to being arrested when I return to the birthplace of the Scottish Enlightenment. And then the hashtag arrest me. Should J.K. Rowling be arrested?
Well, of course, it's not a criminal offence to talk about facts. It's not a criminal offence to criticise or to question government legislation. So, for example, the gender recognition reform that was passed the Scottish Parliament that has since been blocked by the UK. I mean, that was something that J.K. Rowling, you know, tended to focus on. But I just find it very interesting because, I mean, the whole point of this legislation is to give people a level playing field to make sure that, you know, that people are protected against hate and that, you know, that people aren't being discriminated against. I mean, J.K. Rowling, you know, is a woman who's used her wealth in order to try and silence her critics.
How has she done that, Austin?
At the end of the day, when people have been critical of her, she tends to use her wealth in order to bring against legal action.
How?
You know, against people who criticise her.
She hasn't. I mean, lots of people like me have been saying she should have been suing people left, right and centre, people calling her a transphobe and other slurs on social media, and she hasn't been. Yeah. You said it's not a criminal offence to talk facts. And yet, a government minister with the SNP has, in the last 2 days, said yes, it would be understandable if the police, and perfectly likely under the new law, the Police Scotland could probe an investigation into someone saying that a particular trans woman was a man, that would be considered hate speech.
Well, anything that is reported to the police, you know, would have, a degree of investigation, you know.
How far that goes... What a waste of police time.
Well, how far that goes would be up to the police, but the police, you know, would take any complaint made to them seriously, and they would then assess that and then decide what the best course of action would be moving forward. I mean, as we know, you know, when it comes to protected characteristics, for example, you know, when it comes to race, you know, it was 1986 that legislation, you know, has been introduced. This is something, you know, that the police, you know, are familiar with.
Why did we need a new law that protects the characteristics of someone being trans, but it doesn't protect women? They're saying they're going to, as Rosa Duffer pointed out, bring in another law. I mean, why do we need more protection? We talk a lot about, you know, people, you know, taking offence and hate speech, but I mean, I'm not a free speech absolutist. I don't want people being abusive and things, but we already have threat. You know, if you abuse someone or threaten someone, particularly if they have protected characteristics, and trans comes under that, then you're already breaking the law. Why do we need a new law that's specific about hate speech?
Yeah, I mean, so for example, I mean, it's about extending existing laws. So, I mean, if you look at, say, the Equality Act of 2010, there's lots of, you know, there's lots of legislation there already, you know, that does protect characteristics. And, for example, same-sex spaces, which, by the way, you know, is extremely important to somebody who supports the gender recognition reform. I also absolutely agree that there has to be, you know, single-sex spaces, you know, in circumstances. So, say, for example, Ira Bryson, you know, who J.K. Rowling, you know, chose to use as an example, you know.
Isla Bryson was a double rapist. She was going to be put into a women's prison, even though Isla Bryson is a man, because you can't rape unless you've got a penis. If you've got a penis, you're a man. Yeah. But Nicola Sturgeon never accepted that he was a man.
Well, anyone with common sense would know that person shouldn't have been in a female prison. And I'm glad that it's
Scottish Prison Service. Sorry, can I ask Austin, that person or that man?
Sorry?
You said that person, Isla Bryson. That person or that man?
I choose to say that person.
Why can't you say man?
Because regardless, you know, regardless.
No, it does matter. He's a man. He's got a penis. He used his penis to violently sexually assault two women. He's been convicted of that. He can call himself Isla. He can put a blonde wig on and leggings on, but he's a man. Because women can't rape. Women don't have penises. They can't rape. So why do you say person instead of man?
Well, I say person because that's how I would refer to anyone. It's nothing to do with how they identify as, you know, as a person. I just use the terminology person.
Are you happy to use the word man? Are you happy to use the word man?
No, I would just describe as a person.
You can't call a rapist a man.
I tend not to use pronouns, you know, in my general speech. I tend to say that person because the reason I do that is because it's about focusing on the crime that person had committed.
As Nicola Sturgeon said, that person is a rapist.
That person should not have been in a female prison. I'm glad that the Scottish Prison Service rectified that, and they should be in the Mary State. So that's something, you know.
But this is where we get into. Okay, you know he's a man. I know he's a man. I know that you know he's a man. We're into joke territory here, and this is why people think that politicians are all completely loopy now when they do this and they play these silly games. Why? One reason why Nicola Sturgeon's out of office. It's why Humza Yousaf is a laughingstock. Keir Starmer a laughingstock for a lot. There's a lot of people very resentful of Rishi Sunak for saying at party conference, you know, a man is a man, a woman is a woman, but not doing anything about it, saying he supports J.K. Rowling, but not doing anything about it. At the end of the day, women like me, like J.K. Rowling and others, and men, they will make statements of fact. And you said we shouldn't have a criminal offence for saying facts, but they will be investigated by the police. And as many have said, the process is actually the punishment. You can have your phones taken away, it's accusation, people face losing their jobs. Because they won't state the abject lie that a man is a woman or can become a woman. But you think that this law is fine. It's not a problem because it won't criminalise those people. We've already got non-crime hate incidents across the UK. Certainly in England, we've got hundreds of thousands of people who've got records against them. We've had Murdo Fraser, Scottish MSP, who's had the Free Speech Union working behind him to get a non-crime hate incident he wasn't even aware of, struck from his record. Even if J.K. Rowling or me were not actually found guilty or the CPS refused to actually carry through a proper criminal prosecution, we can still have a non-crime hate incident recorded against us for stating a biological fact. You think that's OK?
Well, let's take the Murdo Fraser example. Is that this happened before this legislation was brought in. So that has absolutely nothing to do, with the legislation.
But it could happen tomorrow.
But it's already happened. So it had nothing to do with the legislation that's been passed and brought into force. Yesterday, as I say, that was something that had already happened before this legislation was put in place. So you can't blame this legislation for something that happened.
But we've already got that situation. Okay, let me just ask you just finally, okay, look, if we don't know what a man is and we don't know what a woman is, which apparently our political elites don't, how do we maintain, and you mentioned them earlier, the safe spaces for women, toilets, changing rooms, women's refuges, women's prisons. If we can't identify you're a man, you're a woman, and the relevant thing not being what they feel on a Wednesday afternoon, but whether or not they are biologically a man or a woman, if you can't identify them, how do you protect those single sex spaces?
No, that's the thing, is I'm not entirely sure how
you can
police these things. I mean, for example, I know lots of trans women who you wouldn't be aware that they were trans women. I know trans men that you would not be aware that they were trans men. I mean, I don't exactly know how you would intend to police toilets or police changing rooms. I mean, unless you're planning to have somebody to stand there and inspect people's genitalia, for example.
That's not what anyone's asking.
I really don't understand how that would be working.
I don't think anyone is remotely suggesting that. That's one of the silly things that people suggest. We actually police these things already, because if you're in a pub and a bloke walks into the ladies' toilet, there will be an awful lot of shouting by men and women to get them out. That's the norm.
Of course it would be, because that would be the norm. But for example, if there was a female transitioning to male...
Female is a biological term.
It's
not possible.
I'm wondering why they were in the female toilet.
Austin,
you don't think so?
No, I know so. Austin Sheridan, we'll have to leave it there. Time's against us. I hope you'll come on again. When the proverbial inevitably hits the fan, I hope you'll come on again on this. Former SNP councillor, Austin Sheridan, thank you so much. Still with me in the studio is Tom Slater. Off you go.
Folks, that's your brain on gender ideology, I'm afraid to say. I mean, Austin is entitled to believe all kinds of wacky things, that he can believe that Isla Bryson is actually a woman rather than a male rapist. He can believe that up is down, that the water isn't wet and that the sky is green. That's absolutely fine. What he can't do is impose those views on society, destroy single-sex spaces, and even remove women's ability to complain and to argue against it. But that's precisely what his government
that,
is part
that
of.
That is what it, and it is so much more sinister than just the simple, you know, what people are tweeting.
Absolutely.
Because like, people are losing their jobs and their livelihoods.
Mm-hmm.
And could possibly lose their freedom.
And fundamental protections for women's rights and spaces and safety. And it's not about having someone inspect someone's genitals as they walk through. It's a ridiculous myth. It's about women having the right to complain and the right to
remove. It's a 6-foot bloke with a beard who's put a wig on, who's claiming he's in the ladies' loo because he's a woman and he's not. Can someone get him out of here, please? That is what it's about, and we all know. And we know this is what has been happening as well. We're not making it up, it's been happening.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.